China.
He needs some milk.
What do I do, Lord?
Destroy the child. Corrupt them all.
This is a man. You are demons.
I'm going to jail!
I did not hit her. I did not.
Well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen. How's everyone doing? Welcome to the fucking show. How you been? It is 11:33 on the 21st of March, 2024, year of our Lord. Welcome to the show. How you doing? It's 13 degrees. We're in the mountains. We're in the wilderness. We're in a cabin in the woods. Where we should be. Finally, we've escaped the city. We've escaped the Fringe Festival. I can wash the glitter off my fucking balls and the eyeliner off my penis. We're nature. This is where we're meant to be. We need to. This is where we're going to cleanse. A cleanse in our cabin in the woods, where maybe we'll write a manifesto, ladies and gentlemen. What better place for inspiration to write a manifesto than your cabin in the woods? This is the Grampians in West Victoria. West Victoria, yeah. So anyway, all right. Let me just focus on some of this shit. Get my fucking hood up. I'm in my cabin in the woods. I need my hood up because I'm scheming. I'm scheming. And look at the fucking crows. That's fucking sick, isn't it? I'm putting cereal out on my balcony. I'm trying to get an army of ravens to help with my manifesto writing. I think it suits the situation I'm in. I'm just done with this fucking Fringe Festival, and now I feel the release of nature. I've got no Wi-Fi. I've got no data. My phone doesn't even work. I do have a speaker, and I do have this camera phone and this podcast equipment, but that's all part of my manifesto plan. But I'm turning my back on technology, ladies and gentlemen. We're doing it. We are doing it. Almost good timing there. Anyway, the lighting in here is fucking awful, but it's a cabin, so what do you expect? Fuck me. So it said on the maps, right, that from Adelaide to Hall's Gap, that's where I am, Hall's Gap, I don't want to give my actual location, but it's Hall's Gap, is 5.5 hours, and I did it in 8. I don't know how bad I am at driving. It's fucking horrendous. I don't know, it took me 2.5 extra hours. I'm a slow driver. Or else I'm a conscious driver, a conscientious driver. Or maybe I just... Listen, you know what happens? The car's an automatic. I rented an automatic car. And automatic cars are meant to be automatic, so they have no gears. So how was I to know that for the first hour of the journey, I was in 2? I thought there was only 1 gear. But I was in 2? I was wondering why this fucking thing doesn't go over 50 miles an hour. I was like, I just got a slow car, I guess. I burnt a lot of fuel, I'll tell you that much. I'm fucking retarded. Full-blown fucking... Wrong. Retarded! But fucking hell. Anyway. We're here nestled amongst the mountains in the forests. What I need to do is I need to find some Aboriginal... stone drawings, because I feel like I need to get in touch with the ancestors. And I know you're like, they're not your ancestors. I'm like, oh, everyone's ancestors is everyone's ancestors. Hey, that's actually kind of good. Everyone's ancestors is everyone's ancestors. That could be a hoodie or a t-shirt or a dishcloth. I fucking smell money. I might leave my cabin in the woods to pursue capitalism with this one idea. Everyone's ancestors is everyone's ancestors. Oh my God. Bring me to Jerusalem right now. Jesus Christ Almighty, I have the solution. a t-shirt with a slogan. So, yeah, I'm going to walk up the mountain through the woods. My missus, she's still in bed, but when she wakes up, we're going to do this. We're going to go on a hike. We're going to look for some ancestral drawings or some indigenous artwork or something, and I'm going to get in touch with the spirits through some sort of chanting and meditation. I believe I can get myself there. I will get all the ancestral knowledge and power, contain it within myself, bring it back to the city, and destroy my fucking enemies. I make $1 million off my t-shirt idea that I just came up with. Fuck. I knew I was going to get a manifesto out of this cabin in the woods, and I'm getting it. I'm getting it. Yeah, we needed to get out of Adelaide. That was a long, long, long haul. I don't know if I'm going to do a month again next year. It was long. How much money did you make, Mark? Shut the fuck up about money. I'm not about money. I'm about art. I'm an artist. Have you not listened to the podcast? I'm a fucking artist. Artists don't give a shit about money. I'll fucking die of destitution and dysentery. But didn't you say you bombed your last show? I argue with myself. See, that's how fucking... This is how complex this podcast is. I don't get guests on. I'll just fucking have a schizophrenic argument with myself. And you'll be like, that was better than any guest. Why would you want to get fucking Gordon Peterson or that fag on or anyone to talk about society when he can just argue with himself and he's really deeper anyway because of all the fucking books he's Googled? Yeah, motherfucking guns. Yeah. Alright, so we're in the wilderness. This is perfect. I got 3 hours. Tomorrow I have to leave the wilderness, which is very upsetting to go to big city Melbourne. But I should be... I'll be like Jesus returning from the desert when he went to talk with the devil and shit. You know what I mean? This is a religious escape. I'm going to have a spiritual experience today. I know it. This is where all changes. I'm going to get the answers from the land. Because I'm in a caravan site in the... in the Grampians. I'm in a caravan site. That's my spiritual home. Is a caravan site. Is a halting site. Is my spiritual home. I'm hanging my clothes outside there. Fucking no one else is hanging their clothes out on the balcony. I'm hanging my clothes on the balcony, and I haven't washed my jeans in a fucking month. They smell like shit. You know what I mean? I am a gypsy. Okay. Whoa. Hold up a second there, bucko. Let's not go down fucking roads we can't reverse out of. You know what I'm saying? Alright, so we're road tripping across fucking Australia, motherfucker. We're doing it. Like the fucking whole land around me, I'm going to absorb it into me, you know what I mean? There's so many fucking kangaroos here as well, man. I'm going to fucking fight one, go viral, make another $1 million. So I got my dishcloth, everyone's ancestors is everyone's ancestors. Is that it? That's probably it. That's t-shirts, hoodies, dishcloths, and also I'm probably going to fight a box kangaroo, use my amateur boxing skills, beat the shit out of a kangaroo or two, get a video of that, go viral on Rumble. But I think I'm sorted. I knew coming to Cabin in the Woods to get my manifesto. My manifesto, I say manifesto, it means my plan for... I'm a genius. I'm a genius, cunt. All right, guys. By the way, I got no Wi-Fi, I got no data, I'm nothing. I'm completely unplugged. I'm only hooked up to the land, the earth, the sky, and the animals, right? Of course, I will have to walk up to the centre of the park here to get some Wi-Fi to upload this. Look at this. We're just on a journey together, and it's so beautiful. Everyone's ancestors is everyone's ancestors. I mean, the slogan is symmetric. If anyone tries to steal that off me, I will fucking saw your head off. Well, my 16-inch serrated hunting knife. Can't. Where's my fucking button? Wrong. Always a pleasure, ladies and gentlemen. Talk to you soon. Peace out.